Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balance and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
The Small Business Bureau is offering small business relief grants and services to registered small businesses experiencing significant economic challenges as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic in Guyana. The relief support is intended to strengthen and sustain small businesses through provision of the following: relief grants to sustain business operations and retain employees, training and development support to establish and market businesses through online platforms, diversify businesses, and forge supply partnership. Small Business Bureau. Promoting entrepreneurship.
In our last episode, Goldman called John, who was suffering from COVID and regretting not observing the protocols. Anil asked Catalina to talk to Mala for him as she was not accepting his calls. Alexis assured Myrtle and Catalina that Malachi was treating her well. Catalina suggested she go to the US when they returned to help look after Hannah, but Alexis said Malachi would have to agree. As we return, Mala and Shelley are chatting on the phone.
Mala, I sound like you're dead. Can nobody hearing from you?
Really, Shelly?
Your husband even called me and asked if I could reach out to you.
Like it's all me friends he going to. You know, he asked Catalina if she could talk to me too.
Well, he really worried about you. Mala, the man love you. And I feel you need to give him another chance.
How much chance I must give Anil, Shelly? He disrespected me. All the time he spent in the bush and then lied to me again about Benicio.
But he said nothing went down with he and Benicio.
When they had the coronavirus scare, I tell you they quarantined together. You really believe them people ain't do nothing?
So wait, man. Just because a man and a woman in the same house, it means they're having a relationship?
But it's not like they didn't have one before.
Yes, I understand, Aldo. But I don't think Anil is that terrible a person. who gonna make a promise to you and then go and do the same thing again.
So where, Charlie? You taking his side?
All I'm saying is that I talk to he, and to me, he's not very genuine. If he lie, well, then he say it on baby. Call the man or something now. He miss you.
Well, all them months that he been in the bush, he didn't know how much I miss he too.
What is this?
Besides, I need to be here for my children right now.
How they doing though?
It's hard, Shelly. It's hard. But me and the father, we trying with them.
How he doing?
He okay. He looking better every day.
Nice.
And he's a vegan now.
Vegan? Them people who don't use no meat, animal products, nothing?
Yeah, Shelly.
Well, I ain't promised nobody for give up meat.
Later in life, you know, I think it's something that I may want to do.
You on your own with dough.
Anyway, I got to go.
Call your husband.
Bye.
Mala? This almost stubborn.
Shelly, I didn't know them people from the GPL upgrade still come around this area.
I mean?
I see a couple of them man in the street.
Well, just because you see GPL workers don't mean it's the upgrading people. They could come to fix a fault or something.
What fault they could fix? When it's only recently they fix all them poles, transformers, meters, cables, everything.
I don't put nothing past these Marundi crosses. Some of them must be still trying for thief light. Some people don't mean for pay the light bill. They can get some good jailing. In any case, I don't think the upgrade finished yet.
Yeah, me partner tell me some work still going on in Barbie's there.
I'm not sure it's the same thing for Region 3, 4, and 5. Anyways, I gotta start cooking before Ignatius come home and start fretting that he ain't got a hot plate of food.
I can help you.
Good. Feel better, Alonzo?
About what?
Well, I know you're feeling down about James not turning out to be a father.
Yeah, man. I overdone. Life goes on, you know.
Yep.
Shelly, right now, I just thinking about my next move.
What you really want to do with your life?
You know, I did looking at them GPL man just now and thinking, that could have been me. I could be working with the crew, helping for do these upgrades, buddy.
But you're still trying for work with ExxonMobil too?
Yeah, buddy. Actually, I've been on the Facebook page again, and I seen all these local businesses were benefiting.
But you don't have a business.
I could start one. I done the thinking about the taxi service. Now I thinking I could start a manufacturing company.
Manufacturing company?
You ain't understand two Guyanese companies making working clothes for these people upon the prosperity vessel in Singapore?
Hold up, stop. What you really saying?
Okay, you know they preparing the third FPSO in Singapore now. They calling it the Prosperity.
Oh, okay.
They got these two Guyanese company, right? Denmore Garments Manufacturers Inc. and Caribbean Clothing Company Limited. They making overalls for them people working in Singapore.
Overalls is like this suit thing, right?
Yeah, working clothes, man. Like a loose fitting, all in one suit.
Alright.
Imagine, Guyanese companies making overall for people till in Singapore.
Well, you see, this is why they keep encouraging local businesses to join the Center for Local Business Development. You never know what opportunity could come from that.
And that is why I gotta set myself up. I'm thinking I could set up a little manufacturing company.
Oh. So you got a taxi service and a manufacturing company?
Well, why me can't do both?
Plus you want to work on one of the FPSO for bring up the aisle?
I'm looking at all my options.
Yeah, but right now you're sounding like a jack of all trades and a master of none.
So, you think me can't become a big businessman like uncle?
I ain't saying nay, but I really feel that you need to focus on one thing at a time. You can't work on the FPSO. Plus own a taxi service, plus manufacturing company, and all at the same time.
I could do anything I put my mind to.
But I ain't see you making any move towards training or nothing. You think it's just so you can just get up and walk in on the FPSO and start walking? It's training you got to go through.
Don't talk to me like I stupid, you know.
Well, sorry.
I know what I got to do.
My apologies.
I'm thinking about starting this year. I can sign up for do a course at UG.
You know what's the requirements?
I can find out.
Well, there's a start.
But that don't mean in the meantime I can establish my taxi service and my manufacturing company and sign them up with the Center for Local Business Development.
You should ask Ignatius for some advice.
Nah. I don't want he feel like depending on him.
But your uncle is a businessman with years of experience. I think it would be stupid not to ask his advice.
No, right now, Uncle Anne, really, I just want to stay out of the way. Matter of fact, I should be staying out of your way too.
Why?
You know why.
Because you like me?
What make you feel I like you?
You don't?
Look, you stay over there.
Ah, so you think Ignatius feels threatened by a young, handsome nephew?
What are you doing? Shelley, relax yourself.
You think you could resist me, Alonzo?
Shelley!
Oh, shoot. in the kitchen, Ignatius.
Oh, both of you all in here?
Hey, Uncle. Just helping Shelley with the cooking.
I thought you would have been done cooking by now.
I thought you didn't come home till later.
Oh, so like you had your own plans in the meantime?
What do you mean, my own plans? You see her cooking?
Nephew, let me see you in the living room.
Okay, Uncle.
Yes, well.
You continue cooking. I'm hungry. Alonzo, what I tell you about hanging around my wife?
We just be talking about work and I helping she cut up some things.
You think that is appropriate?
Uncle, you know I would never disrespect you.
And you think I could trust you? You see my wife, right? She's a beautiful woman.
Yeah, but I understand she's your woman.
Good. I'm glad you know that.
Right.
So I ain't going to walk in another situation, right?
I get the message.
Good. Because you know I got a gun. And I don't care who is nephew or not. Anybody mess around my wife can get what they deserve.
Kimal and Kavita, y'all enjoying the duck curry?
Yeah, it's good, mommy.
It's okay. I think I will eventually become a vegan like daddy though.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't promise anyone to become a vegan. I love meat too much.
Imagine daddy sleeping already. He sleeps so much these days.
Well, Kavita, he said that rest is part of his recovery.
I'm just happy he's looking better every day. He said as soon as the COVID thing eases, we will take a trip to the Kaicho Falls.
Oh, that would be fantastic. Mommy, will you come with us?
Well, yes, if you want me to.
Yeah, that would be nice.
And Mina could come too.
Yeah, if she can.
I miss her. I wish you brought her with you.
Well, you know, Kavita, I wanted to, but... You know?
Anil didn't want you to bring her?
Listen, don't worry. You can see she soon. So, how things going with the counselor?
Okay, I guess. It's not like that will change anything that happened.
Yes, but at least it could help you to cope better.
Well, I don't say much. I don't want to talk about it.
You know, Kimal, sometimes these things take time, eh? And you got to go at your own pace.
What would be nice, Kimal? Is if you stop smoking.
Is it bothering you?
It's not good for you, and I don't want daddy smelling that stuff. You know he's just getting over cancer for the second time.
Do you see me smoking and blowing smoke in daddy's face? I do it in my room with the door locked.
So you just want to become an addict?
Why don't you mind your own business?
All right, y'all, stop. Don't quarrel. Kimal, listen, I would really like it if you stopped smoking too.
Mommy, it's helping me cope, okay?
Maybe if you opened up and talked a bit more to the counselor, you wouldn't have to depend on that stuff.
Why you don't just shut up?
Okay, stop.
You're telling me to stop smoking. Are you going to stop having sex?
All right, yes.
I'm not having sex.
Yeah, right. But your boyfriend just next door.
Please, I said stop. Look, we have to work through this as a family, all right? Y'all can't be fighting with each other like this all the time.
Well, mommy, I am dealing with it my way. I don't want anyone to tell me how to cope.
All right, Kimal.
Mommy, how much longer will you be staying with us?
Kavita, I want to be around as long as I have to.
And what about Anil and Mino? You will abandon your family?
No, of course not. But listen, y'all need me more now.
You sure you will have a husband when you go back to Murundai? I mean, Anil did cheat on you.
Kavita, listen, you don't need to worry about me, sweetheart. The most important thing is you and Kimal right now. I promise that we can get through this together. Y'all are my children, and I love you both so much.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.